One father, two sons, three microphones, and 64 great 90s movies. Welcome to Elimination Season 2.
Elimination Season 2, as said in the intro. I'm Bob, your host, and I'm here with my older brother Mike.
Hello!
And our dad Dave.
Hello.
How are we, lads?
Amazing.
Bit bunged up.
Yeah, the garden and the allergies are kicked in.
You're allergic to great podcasts.
I've just had an offer for the business. 10 million, too low.
Too low.
Yeah.
Far too low.
Do you know what I mean?
Ten times that.
Two weeks of hard graft, yeah? It's got to be worth more than that.
Who's he thinking he is? Alan Sugar? So we did the draw at the end of the last episode. I do have to apologise. We did have technical faults at the end of the last episode. It was just me on me Todd finishing it off. But we did do the draw. We did get it out. Reservoir Dogs versus Apollo 13.
Unlucky for some.
What, Reservoir Dogs?
13.
Reservoir Dogs, you got a problem.
Yeah, God, you are bunged up, ain't you? I can hear it.
Yeah. I watched that.
I was right for it out of the garden.
Just don't go outside. It's not safe. And carry on, Michael.
I watched Reservoir Dogs last night.
Yeah, and?
I don't think I've watched that film since the 90s. I loved it. Like, yeah. It's so good. There's a few really subtle things that I loved. I mean, it's a great film. The script's great. Everything about it. The cast is great. But there's some subtle things that I noticed, which aren't... I mean, I suppose they are a bit obvious, but... Like, for instance, when he goes outside, so he's got,
better be good now. He's bigged it
no,
up.
No. So he's got the guy tied to the chair, yeah?
Yeah.
And he goes out to his car, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So you've got the music playing and it's all manic in there. And he goes outside and then you can hear birds tweeting and kids playing and just like the noises of the neighbourhood. And it's almost like he crosses out into a different dimension. He sort of goes out and then he comes back and the madness starts again.
Yeah.
I thought that was really excellent.
Mr. Blonde. Yeah.
Mr. Blonde. He's the man. Don't you think he looks like Chandler Bing's cool brother? He's in that film when he. No. Mm. Trust me, he does.
Well, I've seen it and I disagree.
Nah,
so.
Well, you're a mug.
Could I be wearing anywhere close?
Filmed in 35 days.
Yeah.
Which must be the shortest time.
Well, it's all in the one place. Yeah, well, yeah. Obviously they got scenes in the diner and in the office and that, but, I mean, I don't know what the budget was, but it can't have been...
It
must have gone mainly on the actors.
My favourite scene is the Mr. Orange telling his story, the story he's got to remember.
Yeah,
where the police are there and he's got the drugs and all that. And the bloke, I think the bloke says to him, "Have they got toilet roll? You got to remember if they've got toilet roll or the hand stuff or what heat have they had? Do the taps turn or do you press them? Or you have to know all the details. Cause it's your story. You were there, you know. And he's just relaying it over and over and over again. And then by the end of it, he's at the table or wherever he is telling them that story.
Yeah.
He's in the club or whatever. Yeah." It is really good, really well acted as well. Tim Roth in this is really good.
Oh, he was awesome. I mean, they're eating a nice breakfast and talking about Mr. Pink being a tight bastard.
Yeah. Steve, I don't tip.
Steve, oh, the tipping thing.
Yeah,
that
yeah, yeah.
Steve Buscemi.
Buscemi.
Skibby.
But he goes from that, and the wolf, he'd know what to do, wouldn't he? Do you know what I mean?
Mr. White.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're in the diner, and then it goes instantly to him dying, bleeding to death in the back of a car.
Yeah.
Boom. So it's just straight away.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We're banging
it goes
into it.
From that, it goes from 0 to 100.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Everyone's chilled out and he's going through his book and he, Mr. Tong, Mr. Dong, Mr. Bang, Mr.
Why do I have to be Mr. Big? Because you're a faggot.
He does like a non-linear film, doesn't he?
What does that mean?
Well, not going in straight order.
Oh, yeah, he loves that, doesn't he?
Jumping around.
Yeah. I mean, even when when you see Mr. Pink, you're right there, Dave.
Yeah, I'm dying here.
I think when you see Mr. Pink running from the thing as well,
that's wicked. And he gets run over,
and you know what happened in the bank. but you never see it. Yeah. That's the beauty. It's what they say.
Reservoir Dogs is a 1992 American crime film written and directed by Quentin Tarantino in his feature-length debut. It stars Harvey Keitel, Tim Roth, Chris Penn, Steve Buscemi, Lawrence Tierney, and Michael Madsen. Tarantino and Edmund Bunker as diamond thieves whose planned heist of a jewelry store goes terribly wrong. The film depicts the events before and after the heist. And that is up against, as we know, Apollo 13, which is a 1995 American space docudrama film directed by Ron Howard and starring Tom Hanks, Kevin Bacon, Bill Paxton, Ed Harris and Gary... How did you pronounce this? Sinise? S-I-N-I-S-S-E.
Is that Lieutenant Dan?
Sinis? Anyway, the screenplay by William Brawes Jr. and Al Reinhardt.
He can't breathe.
Dramatises the aborted 1970 Apollo 13 lunar mission, and it is an adaptation of the 1994 book Lost Moon, The Perilous Voyage of Apollo 13 by astronaut Jim Lovell and Jeffrey Kluger.
To infinity and beyond.
Just. Yeah. Just make
imagine
it
imagine getting that close to the moon and having to just turn around and come back.
They watched
especially
it
back
fly
in
past,
them days, because it was a real new thing, wasn't it? I mean, they just landed, and, you know, it must have been so...
You get the call-up as well, because he wasn't on the list, was
no,
he?
No.
And he gets the call-up, and he said, I'm going to the moon, yeah.
Amazing.
And he said to his son, I'm going to bring you back a rock or something like that.
Yeah, stick a rock. With a moon on it.
Kevin Bacon was a proper actor and not someone...
No, Bill Paxton again as well.
Bill Paxton, yeah. It's a really good cast. It's a really good cast. But I also... I did watch this in the 90s and didn't think much of it, because I'm not a big space fan.
I like space.
I'm not a big space fan, yeah. I Star Trek and Star Wars now. I'm not really fussed
Star
about
Wars
that.
Star Wars is rubbish.
Galaxy like Quest, now you're talking. But I've watching this recently. I really like the...
Say dynamic.
The contrast. The dynamism. The contrast between the guys in space and the people on the ground sweating over how they're going to get them back and how they worked it out. And the guys who...
Is it Billy Bob?
Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah.
And is it?
No, I said Harris.
No, that's Armageddon.
Yeah. Yes, Armageddon. Truman.
Ed Harris again. Truman Show.
Oh, that's a good link. His name, Billy Bob's name in Armageddon is Truman.
Well,
that's weird. Yeah. But when they say, they pour everything out on the table and say, look, this is what they've got up there.
Yeah,
this needs to get them back. What do we do?
That was a brilliant part of the film, that was.
Well, they say that those old shuttles and that, I mean, we walk around with more technology in our phones than they had to go to the moon.
The whole of Houston inside your mobile phone.
Mad, isn't it?
It's amazing
what it isn't happening.
We've only got
to
look at the dashboard of a Ford Anglia from 1969.
Beautiful.
How the hell did they get to the moon?
Is that a fishing rod?
How the hell did they get to the moon with that technology? It was absolutely...
We have the technology.
We can rebuild it.
I never saw this film when it came. I only saw this film for the first time about 2 months ago. I never watched it because it's sort of like Titanic. You know how it
is. Do you want a tissue, Dad?
Yeah, you know.
My pockets are bulging with tissues. It's because I've been working on cutting plants back and the old allergies.
We don't need to know that.
Yeah, okay. I was off.
And we did the woodwork.
Because I knew the end. I knew the story.
Yeah,
but I did watch it and I was really surprised how good
this
film was.
It does get you. I mean, the majority of it is just them three in the... What, it's not the shuttle, is it? What is that thing?
No, they sort
the capsule.
They detach from it, didn't they?
Aye, lad.
I remember at the time.
What, when it was out?
Yeah. It was a big thing.
How long was it out there?
Oh, I don't know how long it was out there. Days, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Was it only days?
Yeah.
Well,
but it was very early on in the mission they asked him to test something, didn't they? And he exploded in the back.
Yeah.
So then they had to drop that part of it, which is the part of it that was going to get them to the other side of the moon or whatever.
The dark side of the moon.
But yeah, proper acting, proper story.
It looked real, didn't it?
Yeah. There was not one part of it.
No,
and the weightlessness, how do they do that?
The original Star Trek, though.
Up in the castle, evil mischief stirs.
Plan number 42. I shall turn myself into a cat and get adopted by the butcher's daughter so I can learn all her secrets. Then, I will use them to make her fall in love with me. Ah, ah, ah. What do you think, Wilson?
Hey, check out 1v1 Me DM on all podcast platforms to see more of Dracula's perfect plans at finding true love.
It was done in planes, wasn't it? But they could only do it for about 20 or 30 seconds at a time, apparently.
Yeah, because they go up and then they come down really fast and it makes you go...
It's like the
weightlessness.
Nominated for 9 Academy Awards, and it won the Best Film Editing and Best Sound. It lost out in the Best Picture to, guess what?
Pulp Fiction.
Reservoir Dogs.
Braveheart.
Madness.
Oh. Well, you wouldn't be happy with that, would you?
I like Braveheart, but yeah, Apollo 13 is... a much better film.
But it's very... when you look at these two films up against each other, Apollo 13 is a story A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And there's a lot in it...
H, I, J, K, L, M, L, B.
But there's a lot of... there's a lot of kind of... It tells a story, and it's a proper story, it's a real story. And then you've got the contrast of Reservoir Dogs of this jumping backwards and forwards. And it was only... and it's really only based in a warehouse, really, when you
saying,
think about it.
You saying about contrast. I mean, this film, Reservoir Dogs, is just... it is one thing... it's contrast all the way through. Like that, the diner, straight to the car, you know? And, for instance, when Blonde first turns up, they're pointing, white and... pink. They're pointing guns at each other, and he's just stood there drinking a milkshake.
Yeah.
So it's like madness.
Yeah.
The other, and he's just chill.
And it doesn't resonate with what they've just said about him.
Exactly.
He just started firing. Blonde, yeah. What was he doing?
It's full of contrast and contradictions. It's wicked.
Yeah. That's a powerful scene, wasn't it? When he in the chair.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
The music starts.
Can you listen to that song and not think of that?
No,
I think of Game On when he does the impression.
No,
he's doing it, isn't he? He's bored at home.
The teddy bear.
Yeah, teddy bear. Is that good for you as it was for me, bear? Mm-hmm. And he goes, God, I'm bored.
He went from that to the Big Brother house, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Mr. Bond.
Yeah, he's had drinking problems and stuff like that, hasn't he?
But I love how Tarantino does the whole... because they always say when you're learning how to write or anything, don't waste a scene. So when you have a scene of two people, have them talking about something that leads to the next scene or leads to... he doesn't do that. He has the Royale with cheese in Pulp Fiction. In this one, they talk about... like a virgin and the book, and it doesn't actually lead anything. It doesn't make anything for the next scene. It just sets you up of when they're talking about the tip, right? Everyone put a dollar in or whatever it is, and he goes, I don't tip. He's like, what are you talking about? He says, well, you don't feel like you have to go to McDonald's and tip the lady behind the thing, and she's bringing me food just like this girl
did. It's a funny thing, tipping, isn't it?
Yeah, I hate it.
Why do you
hate it?
Taxi drivers and hairdressers.
Yeah, it's like he says about the thing, isn't it? Sorry, Dad.
When the postman delivers a parcel, you don't tip him, do you?
Oh.
It's weird, isn't it, how that's built up? Maybe everyone just...
the amount of times I've seen you, Dave, run outside to the bin men and give him a fiver.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Pink says. He says...
he's right in the back of the van.
Yeah.
He says, he does his thing with his hand. He says, do you know what this is? The world's smallest violin playing just for the waitresses. He's a bit... he says they bust their asses every day. So do the people at McDonald's.
Yeah,
you don't feel the need to tip them. It's true. It's
a weird thing. It's
and people who employ these people just say, oh, we're paying you low wages, but the tips are good. So we're not paying you, but the other people will. Yeah. Like, you know, it's crazy.
I mean, I understand paying someone and then saying, oh, you get tips on top. It gives you incentive to be friendly and, you know, and do your job properly. But to rely on
your tips.
You
give you tips a week and just rely on tips.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I mean, you watch some of these Gordon Ramsay when he goes into the... and the manager is taking all of the tips. They put it in a jar and he just takes it all. Like, it's mad.
I bet that happens.
Oh, yeah, I bet they do. Yeah. Quintessential Tarantino, this
time.
Film. The
suits. No, it's Quentin Tarantino, not quintessential Tarantino.
Sorry, I always get them too muddled up.
That's a different guy.
That's his brother.
But yeah, it is the suits, the music, the vibe of it.
Even the cop the cop in the chair. I mean, when that music first starts to play, they do a close up on his face, and the fear in his eyes is palpable. Like it's really excellent. But I forgot what I was going to say.
When he puts the gasoline on his ear, and it's like you could feel it.
Yeah, but he's a bit of a prick, that cop, right? Because like, what is his name? Well, what colour is he? Orange.
The cover, yeah.
Tim Roth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's laying there like grey where he's got no blood in his body. He's going, look at me, I'm mutilated. Or then you're like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
I'm dying here.
Yeah, but he's being tortured, isn't he?
He's cut his ear off. He got beat up. I mean, he's got a bullet in his gut.
Yeah, but I mean,
what would you?
Out of the choice,
no, he's going to die anyway, wouldn't he?
There's a chance but you don't know that. I mean, there's a chance he might survive that, and he's worried about losing an ear. He can still hear out of that hole in your head.
He's cut him a load of times with his shaver thing as well. No, so
the guy with the bullet.
A horrific scene. You can't think, get over it.
The guy. What I'm saying is the guy.
His nose could have been next.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying.
What I'm saying
is the guy with a fucking bullet in his belly is worse off. At that point, I would rather be the guy with no ear than the guy literally seconds from death. Because you can live without an ear and a few scars.
It's better to be seconds from death than being half hour from a really horrible death.
But at that moment,
he was going to set him on fire, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But was he?
Yeah. He definitely was. He would have done it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Say the goddamn words. You're going to be okay.
I'm fucking dying, man.
I love it. I love that.
He's a good actor. I mean, I've bled out, and that does...
And he does... He vouches for him, doesn't he? Mr. White.
He don't even know him.
Yeah,
I know.
Really.
And he says, I'm
and
a
Mr.
cop.
Mr. Pink was going to give him his name as well, wasn't he? He's like, I don't want to know who you are, don't you?
He hides under the ramp. I think Steve Buscemi is pucker in this film.
Well, Steve Buscemi, what did we start watching last night?
Broadwalk Empire.
Yeah. I thought you'd already seen it.
I've not seen it. It's like Sopranos all over again.
Nookie Thompson.
I've only seen one of them.
One programme?
One episode, yeah.
Season 4.
Or maybe it's two.
He's got that bloke in it who's in everything.
You watched one episode from season 4 and you couldn't get into it.
I didn't say series 4.
No, I said series 4. Oh, okay. As a joke, Dave. Oh, okay. There was a
moment.
What did I just say? Oh, yeah, that bloke's in it. Who's in everything. He plays Al Capone, doesn't he?
Yeah, Stephen Graham.
He's in everything.
He is.
Yeah, I watched an interview the other day because he's in The Irishman with Al.
That's right.
Al Pacino.
Has anyone seen that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you?
Very poor.
Mm, yeah. I ain't got enough time.
It's long.
It needs to be worth.
There's a scene with him and Al Pacino where they're in prison, and it's the second time they've met, and both of them have lost all their kind of money and their fancy clothes and all this kind of stuff. And Al Pacino is eating ice cream out of this little pot, and he's eating this ice cream. And they're having this conversation and all this kind of stuff. And what's his name, the bloke? I forget his name.
Who?
The other one, the one who's in everything.
Stephen Graham.
Yeah, he said to all the
prisoners?
The people who were supplying the ice cream. He said, "Have you got enough ice cream? Because I'm gonna whack it as hard as I can, without Al Pacino. No, it's not in the script. Because they have an argument, and they're like, yeah, we got loads of it. So he tells everyone, but Al Pacino doesn't know. They're supposed to just sort of get angry and shout at each other. And he's told this story loads of times, but I love it. He says that on the last take, he puts his thing down and he put his spoon in the thing and he just launched it across the thing. And Al Pacino went, whoa. He just leant back and like, and then
hey my friend, what you doing, mate?
And Martin's,
that is not cool, eh?
Oh no. What's that?
I crossed a gringo. I crossed over to South Africa for a second. Yes.
And then
what's the vibe?
They said Scorsese said cut, and Al Pacino went, oh, you see that, Marty? He frightened me. Like, he's frightened me. Yeah. And he used to call him the kid, even though, he's not young,
whoa,
is he?
Oh, did you see that?
who are who are you? yeah. He's just a cartoon of himself now, isn't he, Al Pacino? No,
he's
yeah, I'm a great fan.
I don't think he's a brilliant actor. He's just Al Pacino.
Yeah, he is.
If anything, Scarface was probably his best film.
I don't like the film. I don't mind it. It's iconic, yeah.
I like the one where he's blind.
Oh, yeah.
Blind face.
I think it was a big film. I can't remember what it's called now. I mean, he's blind. The young bloke has to sort of guide him around. He ends up driving the bloke telling him to turn left and right.
Is it Scent of a Woman?
That's it. It's a good film.
I've never seen it. I know the poster.
Mm, Scent of a Woman. like Haddock.
Like, on that note, we're going to a feature. I can't handle this. I've got to get it off your chest.
Who is it, Robert?
Well, I'll let her explain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Let me get it ready. Here we go. You ready for this? I'll do the tune first.
Get it off your chest.
After Simon King's has been poo-poo by used to, I've changed
you
it.
It's not a permanent feature. You can pop it in now and again.
Yeah, okay, we like it.
That's what she said.
Right, you ready for this?
Hey, guys. This is Jane in South Carolina in the United States of America. I got to tell you, I love the Illumination podcast. It is such a great listen. But I have to tell you, I have something that drives me crazy. And that is, I hate it when people email me and then call me 10 seconds later to ask me if I got the email. Dude, I haven't even gotten a chance to read the email, much less have a chance to respond. So when you send me an email, please, I beg of you, do not call me 10 seconds later to find out if I got it. I will respond. I promise. Give me a chance. Bye, guys.
There you go. There's Jane.
I'm going to leave it 20 seconds.
Yeah. You haven't replied to my email, Jane.
What a great voice she's got.
South Carolina.
Do you know what I like most about that?
That's another country, Dave.
I can listen to her all day.
Yeah.
South Carolina. Do you know what I like most about that is that she had to say it was United States just in case we didn't know that.
Well, I'm glad she clarified that because I was a bit confused.
Yeah, I thought it was a little village in Iran.
Do you notice when you meet, if you ever meet an American guy?
We have met American people.
No, if you do, they always say they love where they come from. You say,
yeah, it's true.
Hey, Jim Davis, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah,
they have to say where they come from.
Yeah, Boston. Yeah, it is that, yeah, you have to. Well, I'm
mind you, Irish people do that. Which part are you from?
What pub do you go to?
Whenever you see two Irish people meet, and they always ask, which part you're from?
Yeah, but don't say where they're from in the introduction.
Yeah, they do that a lot. Oh, no, I don't say, hello, Michael, something Irish.
Michael something Irish? Yeah. McIrish?
Michael
McIrish.
Michael McIrish. That's wicked, that
well,
is.
Well, apart from offending the whole of Ireland, let's concentrate on the get off your chest. So, this is more something when email first came along, because it was like, oh, I got an email. Oh, did you get my email? Did you get it? And then I tend to ignore emails most of the time anyway, so they do end up ringing me, and then I have to because they're on the phone.
I'll just set it up so that everything goes into my spam.
Spam all.
Nice clear inbox.
40,000 spam.
Because you can just empty it.
Empty all.
I mean, I don't receive many emails anyway.
Not yet. He will though.
You'll get one day.
Yeah. I do agree though, because sometimes you get.
If that actually happens, it's ridiculous.
You look at the time of the email, and it's like 10:41. And they're ringing you at 10:42. It's like, well, give me a chance, you know.
Well, Jane's friends are quicker than that.
Well,
do you know what I mean? Yeah. They don't leave it a minute.
They're probably on the phone telling Jane, I'm going to send you an email.
they're obviously very impatient stateside.
Yeah, that's it. Impatient. Yeah. We really appreciate that. That was
thanks,
our first
Jane.
Overseas.
Yeah, we do love your voice. Though.
Overseas, get it off your chest.
Yeah, do another one.
South Carolina.
Yeah, so I'm just going to give us a little taste.
Hey, guys, this is...
Hey, guys. Oh, yeah. Hey, yourself.
Hey, guys, this is Jane in South Carolina in the United States.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case. Well, if she's listened to the podcast, she knows where it is. That's probably for her. She's like, they probably won't know.
Yeah, I see that.
But I totally agree. It is very annoying because you're going to read it. And I love the way she said, dude. come on, dude.
Come on,
yeah, yeah, I love it. I love it.
That's cool.
That was a special overseas get it off your chest.
Good one. Good
yeah,
one.
It was.
Get it off your chest.
We all feel better for that. Thank you, Jane.
Thanks, Jane.
Thanks, Jane. And if you're out there and you've got something to get off your chest, just send me a Facebook comment, the voice thing. You can do one. I didn't realise you could do that. You can send a voice thing on Facebook and we'll play you on air if it's any good. I mean, if it's rubbish, we won't.
Yeah. I'll ignore you. Just do one a week.
You'll have to ring me and let me know it's arrived. See what I did there? See what I did? Because they send an email.
You're so clever.
I know.
You're the brains of the operation.
I really try.
That's worrying if he's the brains of the operation.
I know. Well, anything else to add for the these two films? Any facts or anything?
Yeah,
any...
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
I told you they used the plane to get the weightlessness. Do you know what the nickname for the plane was?
Berta.
The Vomit Comet.
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that, actually.
I wonder why it's called that.
Ooh. I mean,
must really disorientate you.
The Reservoir Dogs, the ending I really liked as well because... You don't know if Mr. Pink dies or not.
It just goes really...
And then there's a shootout and you hear police cars. Now, this is a negative on the film, right? Now, he's a grass, yeah? Snitches, get stitches.
Or Pink?
Pink, no, orange. He's a grass, yeah?
He's not grass, he's a cop, isn't he?
Yeah, same thing.
That's the same thing. He's undercover, isn't he?
He's undercover, he's not a grass.
Well, whatever. He's a grass and... So the old Bill knew they was going to go and rob that place, but he didn't tell them about the rendezvous point. That seems odd. So surely they would be there and at that place waiting.
It's just ruined it. I'm ready to vote.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, I get it.
So why would they? The police were there. They were just waiting. And then, but why weren't they there as well? I mean, he must have known about it. Everyone else did. But that's my only negative. Other than that, it's a great movie. I mean, I really like Apollo 13 as well. I think it's because I watched Reservoir Dogs literally last night.
Reservoir Dogs is when I watched it in the 90s at a teenager kind of age.
It was iconic back then.
It's really cool. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. The music. I had a poster saying that. I had a poster, a black and white poster of Mr. Blonde leaning against the post and it had the words on it, "Are you going to bark all day, little doggy, or are you going to bite?"
Yeah.
And I had that poster on my wall next to my Human Traffic one.
Is it one of the best
Tarantino
films?
It is.
I mean,
it's not as good as Pulp Fiction.
Django's bloody good, don't it? Yeah.
The Belgian
Django.
Bloke.
I like Django. Yeah.
No,
he's good. Jamie Foxx.
No, not him. The other one.
The Belgian.
The dentist. Oh, he's wicked in that film.
I never remember his name.
He's in Inglourious Basterds.
I really like him. Is he not? Is he sort of Scandinavian?
He's Belgian. I just said the Belgian bloke.
I thought he was talking about De Bruyne.
I see a film that gets slated.
Jane, that's a footballer.
It's The Hateful Eight. I quite like that.
Yeah. I like The Hateful Eight. It's a wicked film. Kurt Russell is brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
The way he keeps slapping that bird. And like,
She was mad, wasn't she?
He gets hit and he flies out of the thing, the coach, and she drags her with him.
I like that film.
It's wicked.
It got absolutely slated.
I love that film, yeah. I really like it.
I didn't like Dusk Till Dawn.
I really like that film as well.
Selma Hayek.
Green.
No, let's not do the pee.
Yeah, Selma Hayek, man. That was amazing. Teenage boys everywhere. We're just like humming a humming a humming a.
Yeah, and it had, he played, Tarantino was in it, wasn't he? And he played.
Yeah, he played the
Is
brother.
He in all of his films? He was in Django. He was one of the brothers that
he weren't in Pulp Fiction, was he?
Was he?
I don't remember him in Pulp Fiction.
Yes, he was. He was the one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was the dude. They wear his Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
And sure.
Do you see a sign outside that says dead storage?
Oh, he probably is.
Is he in them all? He's in Dusk Till Dawn, isn't he?
Yes.
Because he's sort of got a weird fascinating with the young girl.
He's a sicko.
I don't know Jackie Brown. I've not really watched
I've never seen that.
I couldn't get through that. I gave up.
Yeah.
Has that got Beyonce in it?
No.
What?
Jackie Brown.
No.
Oh.
I don't know what you're thinking of. You're thinking of Austin Powers, aren't you?
No, it's like with the blackbird, with the wig,
Beyonce is not in it.
No.
Definitely not.
I don't know what I'm thinking of then.
I think you need to leave and come back.
Alrighty then.
Beyonce and Tarantino. Have them two ever met?
Probably.
I'll tell you, he's good in Django, DiCaprio.
He's good in everything.
Oh, yeah.
And Don Johnson's brilliant in it, with the old things keep breaking, don't they? He's like the plantation leader. You know who Don Johnson is, don't
you? The guy with the tash. Mr.
Big Daddy, isn't
he? Big Daddy, yeah, that's right.
He's great in that.
Yeah. I tell you, there's that weird bit in it, when the Ku Klux Klan...
That's it, that's what I'm saying. When the woke's wives done all the masks, didn't
yeah, that's
they
right.
were no good, were they?
They can't see out, yeah. I can't see a goddamn thing. Had Jonah Hill, I think, turned up as one of them.
Yeah.
I can't see a goddamn thing. When I'm taking them off. We're not taking them off. We're going to do this. Yeah. It's like an advert from the actual film.
Yeah,
isn't
it? It was always like a Blazing Saddles, that scene, wasn't it? Yeah, it's good. I liked it.
Is there a 90s film Samuel Jackson isn't in?
I doubt it. Is there a film he isn't in?
Yeah, we even watched...
Well, he doesn't turn down.
We watched the other night and he turned up, didn't he, as a young bloke.
Well, Goodfellas.
Yeah.
He was Snatch.
I'm not quite sure who he was. He just turned up, then he got killed and that was it.
Yeah. Well, because he decided to get high, didn't he? He stole a van or something, then he got high, and he didn't bother telling somebody something, and they just shot him for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he was really young in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, couldn't have been that young, could
he? I don't know,
I don't know,
But in that film, he didn't seem like Samuel Jackson.
I like Samuel L. Jackson.
He was like Samuel Jackson Jr.
Yeah,
he?
He's in everything, though.
I like him. He doesn't turn films down, does he?
There must have been only about 3 years between that film, Goodfellas, and Pulp Fiction.
Jurassic Park he was in?
Yeah, he did everything.
Hold on to your butts.
He was in that stupid film with the shark, wasn't he? And the shark come out and hit him.
Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah. I quite like that film.
Yeah, I don't mind that film, actually.
When the sharks swim backwards. They hold... They go,
they're like machine
they're
sharks.
Smart.
They're smart.
They're super smart.
As who's the singer that's in it?
LL Cool J.
Yeah, that's
Phenomenon.
Right.
Bum, bum, ba, da, dum.
He sings that.
He does. Not that version, no.
He does Hush, doesn't he? Hush, baby, gonna let you know.
He does that in that voice.
Oh, no, that's the other singer. He does the rapping bit.
He does, yeah.
Can't do that bit. Were you into space as a kid, Dave?
I like Star Trek. I didn't like Star Wars. I liked the old 50s, like the Forbidden Planet. No, the one with Robbie Robert in about 1956. I'll tell you who's the lead.
Is that a biggie?
Leslie Nielsen plays the lead in it.
Wow.
But he's not a comedy.
He's funny.
Good film. It's got a great feel about it. It's.
What's the
sound effects and that are great.
Wasn't there a Lost in Space as well?
Oh, that was all right for about 3 episodes. The rest of it was rubbish.
Yeah, they remade it.
Mr. Smith spoiled every episode, and the special effects got worse and worse.
It's supposed to get better, and they
the monsters, like, you know, they shared the monsters with Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. There was a program called Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, and the same monsters used to turn up in both shows, which is because it's on a planet a million miles away. It's a bit strange.
Can't afford the suit. Yeah,
no, same television company, I suppose. But yeah. I did like Star Trek, though. I like the original and Next Generation, but after that, I didn't like them.
Yeah, I'm struggling to get through Deep Space Nine.
Yeah,
I want to watch them all.
Isn't there a Babylon one as well?
Babylon number 5.
That's not Star Trek, though.
Babylon 5.
No, but, you know, that kind of...
I like...
That ilk. You started watching that Star Trek, the Below Decks, the cartoon thing.
Yeah, I watched 2 of them, and that was it. That was enough.
Oh, okay.
You recommended it. Well, you...
Well, no, I saw the adverts, I saw the adverts, and I thought, you like Star Trek. You don't like cartoons, but as an experiment, I'd like him to watch it.
It's manic. You know, it's just stupid, really. It was a good idea, but it don't work.
Do you remember that the music video was it like Plasticine people?
Plasticine? Who does he think he is? Star Trek
across the universe.
Do you remember that?
We used to sit and roll up.
Yeah, it was the firm.
Star Trek across the universe.
Got another one, that did.
It was funny.
Yeah,
the video was really funny.
But I can't remember the lyrics now. But
it's worse than that. Yeah. He's dead, Jim.
Yeah, he's dead, Jim. You know, Jim. He's dead, Jim. Jim now. Yeah,
it's life, Jim. But not as we know it.
Yeah.
You cannot change the laws of physics.
Everyone is.
It was really. We used to really crack up.
Yeah.
The three kids just sitting in front of the telly, like, put it on again.
That sums it up, doesn't it?
Sorry, you watch it about 3 or 4 times, that's enough, isn't it?
The joke. Not where as a kid.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Well,
there was some weird stuff, wasn't there?
We did play things to death.
Do you remember that song, We Are the Robots? Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
Yeah, I mean, there are some.
I don't.
You must have do. Jeez.
You must have do.
Robots.
Yeah, that's no. exactly how you used to sing it.
No, I don't remember that.
There are some weird songs. Anyway, so you do. You don't do Star Wars, Mike.
No, I just find it boring.
I would recommend Mandalorian to both of you because I'm not into Star Wars at all. But that is really
good.
Yeah,
I've heard good things. About
it is really good. Yeah,
is that someone from Manchester?
Manchester, Madfleet.
That's how it starts. Yeah,
yeah. We know how to throw a party.
And other accents are available,
but they're not very good.
Yeah, I know what time it is.
Diary. Right, it is Friday, March the 5th, 1971. Are you ready for it?
I can't wait.
Oh, no.
This is my best... Oh no, what's happened?
Late for work.
Again?
Oh, no. You're going to get a sack, you need to be careful, Dave.
In lunch hour, go for drink with John W., at night, go for drink with Uncle Fred and Steve.
Bloody hell.
It was all drinking back in the 17-year-old days.
There you
it?
Go.
Diary. Hey, Dad, what was your job back then?
Drinker extraordinaire.
Yeah, beer taster.
I worked for Decca Limited on 9 Albert Embankment.
Is that black and
white partner? Bastards.
Yeah, you was doing the racist joke, I know you.
Oh, wasn't he?
It was just office duties.
Dull.
When I first left school, I got an office job in insurance in Hatton Garden.
I wish I had an orifice job.
And it really was the most boring job ever. You know, you see these old films of...
so you needed
all,
a drink
all the type
at lunch and after
the
work.
Black and white, all the type of type there, no one's allowed to speak.
Yeah,
there it was.
Well, like North Korea.
When you started work, nobody Pyongyang. Spoke until like a tea break. And then a lunch break.
Was there like a and then everyone
to whistle?
I had to do some photocopying, but it was by the window, and I remember looking out the window and seeing people walk along Hatton Garden,
living their dream.
I wish I was out there.
Did you ever look at a pigeon? Just think, I wish I could swap places with that
even
pigeon.
Though it keeps picking up that cigarette butt.
So after 2.5 months, I left. And then
did you leave, or did you
in 1970?
Was you handed a
this is in 1970,
the okay. year before?
Yeah. So then I stayed out of work for about 6 weeks.
You know, of course you did.
Spent your money. Really.
And then I got this job at Decca. I started on the 30th November 1970.
I don't even remember that. That's mental.
Fuck no.
That is mental.
A bloke called Mr. Harrington interviewed me.
He's dead now.
What did he weigh?
He was quite hefty.
What star sign was he?
Was he a fat cat?
And I started there, and it was total contrast. I was working with a couple of young blokes. There was all dolly birds walking around.
David Brent was there. There's been a rape up there.
It was very relaxed.
He's not his...
November. Christmas was coming out. I was all putting decorations up, and it was...
Yeah, I bet that was it was flammable.
Chalk and cheese. It was fantastic, but it was going nowhere.
Is that Chalk and Cheese Limited?
I don't advise that combination, by the way.
What, chalk and cheese?
Dries your mouth right out.
I used to have to go get the cheque signed for the Rolling Stones.
What, a cheque?
They had their record sales money, royalties and all that, but to keep them at Decca, because they were with Decca,
Decca Records.
Yeah, they were with Decca.
Well, you didn't say that.
The Rolling Stones were on the Decca label, but they had to pay them something like...
Details!
Yeah, don't assume that we know anything.
The contract, I think it was checks for every quarter. I think they got checks for £10,000. And they used to have to go to a bloke called Norris and then a bloke called Townsend, who was the director. And they used to have to sign the checks, and then they used to take them down to this cashier place and get them off to them. But the
all smoking in the office, ashtrays everywhere.
The year before, Brian Jones
lots of drowned. Nylon.
Brian Jones drowned. He was one of the original Stones, and it was all the others were like Michael Jagger and this, that, and the other. And it was the executors of Brian Jones. So obviously, his descendants are getting that money.
His kin.
So even though they, even
same
though
Game of Thrones, mate,
even they didn't make any records, they still got this 10,000 every quarter. I think it was. So they were doing all right.
Yeah.
Get more than that now.
Oh, definitely. Well, do you? Because people don't really pay for music anymore, do they? People are using Napster and LimeWire.
No one uses that anymore.
It's all about Spotify.
Spotify. Yeah.
Which we are on.
We are.
We are on. Get on right now, you're listening.
Get on there, get on there.
When's our 10 grand check going to turn up for the quarter?
It hasn't turned up yet, I promise.
Is that your Rolls Royce outside?
Yeah, he's got diamond shoes on.
He's a diamond geezer. Is this easy for you, Dave?
No. No, I think they're really evenly matched. I'll tell you one thing. Brad Pitt turned down a part in Apollo 13 to do 7.
Well, good choice. I mean, 7 beats Apollo 13.
And there's a very strange...
Well, in your eyes.
Indeed.
It might happen in the next round. We don't know.
A strange fact they come up with as well.
Oh, is this going to earn the tune, Dave?
Jim Lovell, the actual astronaut. He was actually left-handed, but Tom Hanks refused to write with his left hand for the movie. Why not just pretend you're left-handed? But he wouldn't. So he had to do it.
He's got his principles, goddammit.
I'll do a lot in films. I ain't doing that. I will voice a little cowboy and
I'll get me not that, but I will not write with my left hand. I will not have people believing I'm a lefty.
Strange, isn't it?
Do you think I am?
Oh, no.
That's it, I'm going home. I'll be in my trailer. A lefty? Oh, I might just throw up in my mouth. Glad have your foibles.
It's easy for me. I like both these films.
Oh, I thought you meant writing with your left hand.
I can write completely backwards with my left hand. Like, completely mirrored, it is.
Yeah, well, your handwriting's so awful with your right hand, you won't make any difference, would it, really? Well, it wouldn't, would it? I can write better with my left hand, you can with your right.
It's calligraphy, you're right.
It's got character.
Character.
I mean, that was a good tune, Dave. Good tune? I mean, that was a good fact. And I didn't play the tune. Is it too late?
No, it's too late now. The moment's gone. What fact are you talking about?
He hates it. The left-handed one.
Oh, yeah.
He hates it. Dave hates it. All right, I won't do it. Anything else you want to get off your... Well, not get off your chest. We've done that. Thank you, Jane.
Cheers, Jane. That was a really excellent one.
Bill Paxton.
Legend.
Yeah, I keep finding films he was
crazy.
In.
It's crazy. You don't realise... how many things he was in. He was in a lot of really excellent 90s movies.
Predator, Terminator, Alien. I mean, there's three right there.
Apollo
Twister,
13.
Apollo 13, oh yeah, that one.
I'll tell you, getting back to the moon thing.
Moon.
I'll bet in 1969, July, when they landed on the moon.
We landed on the moon!
If you ask people predictions, how far the space race would have gone in 2021.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot further than what we've actually
they
got.
They think we'd be living up there.
Yeah, well, you would, wouldn't you? I mean, but it's just...
I mean, I would, because I know better.
It's a hell of a commute to work.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that on a route master.
But they haven't really achieved much, have they, in what?
Well...
51, 52 years.
Yeah, NASA, pull your finger out. Yeah, Jesus, pull your socks up. What are they doing right now? I mean... You're NASA, for God's sake. You got people in rooms just thinking shit up.
They're polishing buttons.
They got things on Mars and that, but it's just taking pictures and stuff.
Yeah, here's a picture of Mars.
The first colour picture of
Mars. Here's a sandy landscape. Yay.
Everyone had a moon base. Everyone would be a moon base.
Oh, we've all got one, yeah.
We found evidence that, well, probably found some evidence, maybe... that there was once probably
I
not.
I cannot confirm or deny found something on Mars.
But we definitely didn't.
What about the conspiracy they never actually landed on the moon? Which is bollocks.
Oh, sort your life out. What's the point in that? It's bollocks, isn't it?
Some people really believe it.
Yeah, some people think
it's because
flat.
It was the whole...
Fucking hell.
Mind you, there was that time Dave was on our way to Broadstairs and we almost fell off the edge.
That was the ocean.
I was pissed driving.
Those were the days.
Yeah, lunchtime drinking, living the dream.
Oh, the 80s must have been wonderful.
Smoking, drinking everywhere.
Didn't have to wear a seatbelt. No just facial injuries.
And the UFO thing's strange as well, isn't it? That this spaceship, UFOs, come 44 million light years to get here.
grab some redneck.
And then
where's the biggest
shown himself to some Mexican farmer and then buggered off again. I mean, what would be the point? They'd land in Trafalgar Square, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they go back with one piece of corn. Oh, yeah. I mean, wow. You saved their lives. You're grateful.
Lights in the sky.
Yeah, it's always a nut. Never, I swear, this light came from nowhere.
They probed me.
They've never been here, I'm telling you.
I shot my rifle at I had four cows, now I only got one and a half.
I got a lot of beef though.
Sorry about that voice. That's how one guy spoke, not all of them. I mean, is it easy for you, Mike, this one?
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah.
And is it? Have you watched Apollo 13 recently?
Within last year, yeah.
Oh, that's not recently, is it?
Well, it is, yeah.
A couple of months is recently.
I mean, I've seen it, yes.
I can confirm.
What's it relatively recently?
I've seen them both in the last 3 months.
Yeah, so have I.
And do you want my vote?
I mean, if you're ready, why not?
I'm going to go Apollo 13.
Apollo 13?
Yeah.
I'm going Reservoir Dogs. Because
John Ross is here.
It's just great. Wibble, wobble, 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 wibble, wobble.
Jelly on the plate.
They're two great films. I think I'm going to vote for Reservoir Dogs.
It's iconic.
For a number of reasons, really. It's a better film than Apollo 13, number one.
Yeah.
I don't think the cast is any different. I think they're both really strong casts, but I love the Reservoir Dogs keep you guessing and the reveal and it was cool. When I was a kid, it was cool. I mean, when you think of that, doom, 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 looking back on the ground for a little green bag. In slow motion. I mean, it's great. I mean, yeah, it is iconic, and it's one of Tarantino's. Not the best, but it is one of.
It's very Tarantino.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if they come up against each other in future rounds.
That'd be really fascinating.
It could happen.
Tarantino versus Tarantino.
Should we do the draw?
Oh, my God, he remembered.
He remembered.
Oh, my goodness gracious me.
I've got one. No, I haven't. Not that one. I've got one.
Oh, blimey.
Are you ready?
Podcasters ready!
I have Jumanji.
Oh.
Robin Williams, legend.
Yep.
And it is up against. Ooh, a real heavyweight. Goodfellas.
Hey!
Oh!
I'm walking here!
wow. Okay, Goodfellas and Jumanji.
That
is a good one, yeah. We watched Goodfellas recently, didn't we, Dave? I mean, we'll discuss it later on. A couple of nights ago. Yeah. Well, we just mentioned it, didn't we? Samuel Jackson turned up. Jumanji, though. Robin Williams, it's one of his best.
Yeah, I like it. I won't watch
Have
the
you seen
remake.
The new one? Oh, you should. You should. But watch it as a separate film. They mention...
Robin Williams?
No, the kid in it. What's his name?
Adam.
I'll think of it.
Doesn't he turn into a monkey?
Oh,
the kid in it.
Why are we discussing?
Shut up! Stop talking, Michael.
Mug,
you muppet. Okay. Anything else to add, lads?
I think we're done.
What's coming up this week? I mean, what are we going to be looking for? Well, this could be that thing coming up next week. Is
Goodfellas versus Jumanji?
I meant in your personal life. So what you got planned?
I'll have a shower later.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to say, I had a. I mean, is it your birthday? I had a colonoscopy on a Friday just gone.
I like to think I was quite gentle.
You lucky bastard.
Yeah.
Good. How was it?
Have you got a
sore rectum?
I felt like a popsicle. it was really weird. Yeah.
Like a jacket on a hanger.
Because I was watching the screen. Watching it happen.
Watching your own.
Spoiler alert! Arse. They all died in the end. it was bizarre. But
how did it look in there?
It was all clear, fourth gear. So it was good. A bit sore afterwards though. Yeah. That was.
It's, I don't know why I found that.
Yeah, funny. It's a
but I just had a picture of you walking out like you'd lost your donkey.
Somebody stole his donkey.
Like a croquet hoop.
You've had the old camera down the throat, though, Dave, haven't you?
I've had that.
Oh, really?
Down the throat?
Endoscopy is horrible.
Oh. I've had a camera down the throat.
I thought you said that to me the other day.
No.
I think he's looking...
Up the front.
You know. Oh, up the...
Whoa! Up the... Hello!
Up the Johnson. Yeah. Oh!
Up the...
That hurts just thinking about that.
Oh, man. Up the urethra.
Oh!
I've got a story about it.
Yeah, go on, Dave. We'll end on this beautiful family story.
Shit last week.
Handling your shit for years.
I was having a bit of trouble with my waterworks, right? So they said, I will tell you what.
It's all right to cry, Dad.
Tom Hanks.
I was crying.
Like Tom Hanks in Green Mile.
God, So I had to go to the now gone Greenwich District Hospital.
I was born there.
And classic. Oh,
and I went in to see Dr. Checky, C-E-double-C-I.
I'm imagining he was wearing a black and white suit.
And I can honestly say... It is the most painful thing.
Were you sedated?
Did he spit on it before he put it down? Like, lube it up. That's right.
All the women are laughing now. The men are holding their groins.
I didn't see a screen with it, the results on. But anyway.
Andy, if you're listening, pull over. Okay. Pull over.
I've got a question.
Hang on. So anyway.
Same questions to you, not taking questions.
And it was really... your mum actually worked in the medical records in the office of the hospital.
She did, I remember
She was
that.
Waiting outside for me, and she said I was ashen when I came out. It was, I can honestly say, painful thing. But the worst thing of it all was... he said...
they left it in.
The first time you go for a wee, it's going to be really painful, he says. But to help yourself... drink lots of water and wait as long as you can. Okay, so
how many pints of Guinness
did you
have?
I got me two-litre bottle of water and I went back to work.
And, legend!
I went back to work and I was drinking all this water and, you know, and waiting.
What year are we talking, Dave? When was this?
I reckon about 1989, 88.
So we was big enough to be able to just hit him right there.
Yeah.
We were that height.
Yeah. Anyway, and I thought I was really dreading going, but the water was having an effect, and I thought I've got to go. So anyway, I went in the toilet, and there was a urinal of about three people could stand this urinal, and I went to the end where the window was.
I definitely would have gone in the cubicle.
And I thought, here we go, and I started. This bloke Roy came in.
Oh, bloody Roy!
Hello, he was one of the older blokes, but he was
hello, Roy.
He was one of these jovial blokes. You know what I mean?
He was always
got a story.
Classic Roy.
So just as I started to go, I was honestly, it was like razor blades.
Oh.
And I was literally in agony. He come in and started relaying this funny story about some bloke in the fair. It's about old Jim. He never guess what he's like. You know when someone tells a story and they can't get out, they laugh. Like the bloke in Father Ted.
Oh, yeah, he can't get the story out.
He can't get the story, he's laughing. Says me at the window with tears going down my eyes in agony.
No, it's his cold's gone.
Laughing his head off. Right, being polite, I sort of give a little laugh.
Can you imagine the look on his face? smile on his face, anguish in his eyes. I've got a question. When they put it in,
did it
give a flaccid
stabbing motion? No, the old nurse came in first of all.
Yeah,
fluffed it up.
Yeah, so the best of my knowledge it was.
The best of my knowledge.
I mean, it's not something you forget, is it?
Yeah.
Well, it just seems straighter if it's not.
Because they put some sort of lotion around you.
Sweet.
So I think it must have a sort of a numbing effect.
Not that much.
So what was going on down there?
Oh, they put it on the outside. That's great. Yeah, it would be numb on the outside.
Oh, man, I don't... Yeah.
Well, it probably has some lubricant on the actual... the camera crew before they went.
And action!
Just pictured a load of people sitting on a banana boat. Like
one day,
that.
Robert, it might happen.
Oh, God. Go for the full set.
Just have it off.
Yeah.
Be a eunuch.
Yeah. Oh,
thing is, it was all a waste of time. They didn't find nothing.
No, he did it for a laugh.
I don't know.
Oh, there's that unicycle you lost when you was there. What did they expect to find? There's a small Chinese child.
He's got a pedal missing.
Oh, there's that screwdriver.
Yeah. Do you
remember,
I do
remember that dice you used to play with?
I actually swallowed a dice when I was a kid. I was playing Monopoly with Alan Davis. You know,
Alan Davis? What, yeah. The comedian?
No, mate, Alan Davis. And it used to be, the old Monopoly used to be, they were quite large dice and very square. They were bigger than a normal dice. So one was light blue and one was light pink, a bit like...
pink and blue, our colour, colour coordination.
Anyway, I remember it was playing away and you know your thing where you go...
No. You're the only person.
The dice between your hands, you put it up to your mouth, like for luck. And I went like that, and then it was only one dice there.
How can you not know you swallowed a dice?
And I thought,
you must have the biggest esophagus in the world.
It was quite sharp, the corners were quite... I could feel it going down.
And, did you have to wait until it came out to have your go?
I was about 10 at the time.
It's a 2.
I'll edit the 4 out.
I remember I went into the kitchen and I said to my mum, I just swallowed a dice. She goes, oh, don't worry, nature will take its course.
don't worry, one day.
I often wonder if he got caught up somewhere and it's still there.
That'd be amazing. We'll find out after your post-mortem, won't we, Bob? Doctor, just a quick thing. I don't suppose you found a dice while you was in there, did you?
Funny you say that, yeah. We found a very small Scottish dog as well.
It was a 5.
Throughout his life, there was a chance card in there as well. It's just very strange. Hotels the lot. Walking Monopoly
and then someone else opening a box like going, let's fucking win this.
Yeah. I'm the dog, where's the dog gone?
I'm always the dog.
Yeah. Oh well, that was an exciting end to the show, wasn't it, eh? Yeah. Oh god, that was good. Okay, well, we're gonna end on a song, as usual. This is, hold on, let me get it ready. This is My Life, My Way by Rockfall. And I've put on there rock. Really good. I really like this tune. So enjoy. Thank you, Jane, for your...
thank you, Jane.
Off your chest.
And thank you, everyone else. We didn't get the FACT. You didn't deserve it.
No, we didn't.
Thank you, Dave, for your diary. Always a pleasure. And for your penis story as well. Always a pleasure to talk to my dad about penises. Brilliant. Okay. Enjoy the song, and we'll see you next time. Laters.
See you later.
You're talking about penises. Have a look at this, man.
Gonna stop.